Let me say I am strong.
Amen.
I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
I stand for that. Because as most of you know, I'm not a public speaker. But one thing. One thing is, I am not ashamed to preach the gospel of Christ.
Well,
and I'll start with the verse, like John said, but I'm going to go back to verse 15, which says, "So much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you without in Lewis, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." So I'm learning, it's a process to live by faith. when I got born again, back when I was 12, there wasn't much teaching. You know, there was the gospel message got preached diligently, week after week after week, but there was no teaching. And what we learn here a lot is, you know, you get the information, meditation, and then the revelation and transformation. Now, everybody's different, right? So, some people can teach themselves. I'm not like that, and I haven't been able to do that. I've never really tried much, but I'm not one for studying. I don't study much. Because I'm lazy, you know, it's no other reason, it's not for any other reason than I've never, when I was in school, I just didn't study. There were always much more exciting things to do. So, but the scripture does say to study, to show yourself approved to God, and a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, the point of salvation for all of us, that doesn't change how we are on the earth. So, as a 12-year-old, what I thought I needed to do was just try to be good. You know, stop doing all the things I shouldn't have been doing, and I should try to be good. So, didn't work very often, but I was trying. You know. And that's how I really lived my Christian life for quite a long time. I don't know if you remember the What Would Jesus Do bracelets and things like that. And yeah, I was into things like that. And, so I can honestly say that I wasn't ashamed of the gospel, like I said. I can remember going to the Kesey Convention and buying all these kind of trinkets and things. And I had this bag that I used to take to school, and it had New Life in Jesus written on it, and I would carry it very proudly to school. And one day, I was a teenager at this point, and some of the others, the girls, they gathered around me and they were making fun of me because I had this written on my bag. But I honestly didn't care. Because I just loved Jesus, and that was all that mattered. So I would have to be honest though and say that it was when I met Johnny and we got married, and what I loved about Johnny was how important God was to him. You know, he wasn't just trying to live a good life, but this was something really important and serious to him, and he loved the word, and he's you know, just constantly in the word all the time, just learning and getting revelation, and I love that about him. And so probably all my teaching has come through Johnny's teaching. And that's helped me a lot because I've learned a lot over the years. Things that I really want everybody to know about because it makes your life so different. You know, it really, you're not just kind of living an ordinary life thinking, yes, you go to heaven when you die. But there's, when you have the correct foundation or teaching in your life, it helps you to get through all the, you know, to raise a hallelujah through all the storms and through unbelief and all that kind of stuff. I mean, in John 10:10, Jesus said, we all know, the thief comes not but for to steal, which he steals the word from us, right? We've heard that often enough. But for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus is saying, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So what Jesus is wanting us to do is to enjoy life. It's as simple as that. Really, how much more simple can it get? So if we're struggling with anything, that's not how God wants us to be.
That's right.
So, the baptism in the Spirit was something I kind of came across when I was living out in Glasgow, folks. I came across people who were into this kind of baptism in the Spirit. And I remember phoning the minister back home and saying, like, what is this? And he sent me off to this church in Glasgow. Which before I even got to go, he had already phoned them and sent them to come and get me along to the church. So, again, I have to be honest with you. Although I started hearing about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, there wasn't maybe a lot of teaching about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, but it was just a case of, yes, you need to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I, even after getting married, had loads of people praying for me till I reached a point where I thought, no, I don't want anybody praying anymore, that's me, done, okay? And I wasn't receiving the baptism in the Spirit the way I saw other people receive. So this took a long time, but one day I was just praying in tongues and that was it. And I believe I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And again, I think that's an important thing that as believers, we all need to have this baptism in the Holy Spirit. Yes. Because again, even just praying in tongues, I just love having, because I'm not good with words. I don't have the kind of, some people are wonderful with words and they can say lots of things in such a good way. And I'm just not like that. So I love it when I really want to pray about something and I can just pray in tongues. And I think, God, praise God, thank you, Father. I really like that. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So this is how I would like to be, right? This is why I put my trust in the Lord, because I want other people to think this way, to love God's word, to live by his word, and to trust him. Trust him for who he is, because he says he'll keep us in perfect peace when our mind is stayed on him. Jesus says in John 14, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So when we get born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit, And of course, there's water baptism as well, by the way, which I forgot to mention, but obviously we got baptized one day down in Dalbeg, and that was an important part as well. But the Holy Spirit is living in us. Mm-hmm. He's in us and with us all the time. Jesus goes on to say, he's the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So bringing to my remembrance is good because I've never had a good memory. So my memory, the Lord's working on it. Because sometimes I remember things and I get really excited. Like, whoa, thank you, Lord. So he is working on it. But so the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance things when we've forgotten them. And that can be useful, I find, when you're talking to unbelievers. And suddenly you remember things and you'll say things and you'll think, oh, where did that come from? Uh-huh. It's the Holy Spirit working. So, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, says in Romans, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So, our body, obviously, as we know, is made up of our spirit, our soul, and our body, right? But what I've learned along the way is how important it is to live out of our spirit. Mm-hmm. It's quite easy to live out of our soul, which is made up of our mind and our will and our emotions. And especially when troubles come, and troubles do come, because it's like the wise man and the foolish man, right? And the storm, the same storm hit both houses, but it's how you deal with it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are aware and you of the Holy Spirit living in you, then you can live with the help of the Holy Spirit rather than out of how we think. Because very often the way we think ourselves is very different to how God's thinking. Because our thoughts are not his thoughts, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he wants our thoughts to be his thoughts. So his Holy Spirit is continually leading us and guiding us if we will listen to his Spirit rather than to our thoughts.
Yeah.
So when troubles come, and there's lots of things, you know, that can affect us in different ways. There's things, you know, we can be anxious about things. Maybe we've got a heavy workload. Maybe people think I'm busy all the time, and I'm not really. But some days, like I know the others here too, some days you wake up in the morning and you think, how in the world am I going to get everything done that I'm supposed to be doing today? And I've reached a point where I honestly, with all my heart, I say this as God is my judge. I hand it over to him and I say, well, I can't do it, but he can do it. So off we go. And the other day I was saying to Johnny, well, that was like the elephant and the mouse story. because we got it done. However the Lord and I got it done, I don't know, but we got it done. So, but that's when we're just depending on him and the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. So workload, sickness. Sickness is a big one here on the island, we know that. But it has to start with us. And sickness attacks us. The same storms are going to hit everybody the same way. So sickness attacks us. But if we can remember to not think about it in our heads, but what does God say about it?
Mm-hmm.
And continually work through that, you know, what's God saying about it? Well, we're healed.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that. But do we really believe it when we're sick, when we've got a cold or something? It's learning just to live out of our spirits and just know that we don't even have to fight sickness or anything. We're just resting in God.
Yeah.
And who he is and what he's done for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. different things, maybe financial issues, anything, relationships, anything that we're trying to deal with or struggle with, or families or whatever. We need to learn to live out of our spirits and not out of our souls. And that's changed a lot for me in my life. And you hear things, and where normally you would just be crushed under the dirt in a mess or whatever, you can just think, well, no idea what's going on, but God is the God that I'm going to follow and trust.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all the time, we just have to trust in Him. Whatever's going on, we just have to put our trust in Him, because He's the one who can lead us and guide us. He can help us make decisions when there's choices to be made. He helps us with all these things because He knows what's best for us.
Yeah.
We might think we know and we're heading one way, but if we're listening to Him and if we're depending on Him, He can lead us. Even all the political and world issues and things that are going on, and it's upsetting, it really is. And I believe the Holy Spirit is grieved when He hears and when He sees what's going on in the world. But He knows the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
So He's the one we can trust and rely on. Yes, Ephesians says to be renewed in the spirit of our minds and to put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And in Hebrews as well, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, I think my mission now, as I continue on this journey, is just to reach people who are hurting, who can't, you know, they can't deal with life, they just collapse. And I mean, stress is a big thing in the world today, especially in the workplace. Oh, everybody's stressed. And I just want folks to realize that, yes, things might come at us and we might be busy and everything might be hectic, but we don't need to be stressed, because God is with us.
Amen. Yeah.
And He loves people. Yeah. He really loves people. So I would just encourage all of us, which you know anyway, but I would just encourage us to stay in the Spirit, and He will keep us in that perfect peace, because our trust is in Him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.